Country 102.3 WRMJ. That was Little Sister by Dwight Yoakam. Now everyone's probably ready for this. It's now time for the interviews with the volleyball players. I got Briley Marston, Gabriella McPeak, and Maddie Hoffman. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, Colin?
Doing pretty good. This is my first interview, so I'm a bit shaky right now.
You look sweaty.
Yeah. I'm probably pitting really bad right now. Okay. Only one way to start this off. How far do you guys think you're going to go in your season?
Regional champs. Hopefully farther than regional champs. Hopefully, like, I want to make it as far as we can. So, obviously, past regional champs. Yeah. Obviously, past where we got last year, personally.
Yes.
Maddie?
We made it to the regional championship last year, and I think we can do it again this year. We have a lot of people returning.
Okay. Briley, how far do you guys think you're going to make it?
Hopefully farther than regional champs, but if not, regional champs.
Yes. Main goal for this year.
Yep.
And so, obviously, you guys were pretty close. How, like, Maddie, last year, how big of a, yeah, Maddie, I forgot her last name.
Hoffman.
Nope. The other Maddie.
Frieden.
Yeah, Maddie Frieden was a big play with you guys. How much did your team tank by losing Maddie Frieden?
She was our libero, so that's a really big position. She left a big shoes to fill, but we got Hallie Schreer stepping up this year, and she's been working on her passing a lot, and so I think we'll be okay.
Alrighty.
We'll definitely miss her, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Maddie and Hallie have similar personalities, because they definitely do not, but they have, like, similar styles of, if I accidentally dive into the bleachers or trying to get the ball, then that's how it's going to be, and that's just kind of, like, their mentality, like, for gameplay. They're, like, going to get the ball, so you can trust both of them, and it was, like, filling Maddie's shoes was a big spot to fill, but I think Hallie has got it under control pretty
yes,
well.
They both like to make big hustle plays, yeah. And they're one of the most hustlers on the floor.
Nice. So, like, what are your practices like then?
A lot of passing in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Lots of platform passing work in the beginning all together. And then, like, about an hour in, we separate into varsity JV practice.
Yeah, so it's a lot of, like, togetherness. We, like, whole team-based stuff. And, like, a lot of drills, specific-based drills. Like, blocking drills specifically for 30 minutes. And then, like, passing drills specifically for, like, another 30 minutes. It's, like, very specific, very, like, controlled drills.
Do you guys split up for individual play, like, to get better? Like, you know how, like, for basketball, they will have post people go down and play in the post, and then guards go over and just shoot around. What do you guys do for that?
Yep, we do a lot of different positional work. We usually split up setters, DSs, liberos, and then hitters. And during that time, the DSs will work a lot on their, like you said, platform, just their form overall. Setters work on specific sets, dumps. Hitters will block, but then we'll put it all together and work on plays and stuff like that.
Nice. How do you guys think you're going to do tonight?
Dub. That's the only correct answer, and if you think otherwise, it's not a good mentality.
You guys are up against Riverdale, correct?
Yes.
Have you guys played them in the summer season?
No. We had one scrimmage in the summer against Rockridge, but we've played Riverdale and Monmouth Roosevelt, like, back-to-back at the beginning of every season so far, mm-hmm. and it hasn't always gone our way, so we're definitely hungry and want to win.
Especially Riverdale, I think we lost to them beginning of the season last year in three, yep. If I remember
it
correctly.
It was close.
We won the first one, and then we lost the second two, which is not okay and will not happen this year.
Got to defend our home court.
Speaking about home court, how do you guys feel about the student section?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited.
So excited. It's the best part.
Actually, like, home games, that is the only reason, like, I love home games. Like, the student section gets me hyped.
I like them because we get home earlier, too.
So true.
You just keep hearing more people saying that they're coming to the game.
No,
like,
yeah.
Normally, like, they'll be like, I'm going to the game, but, like, you just hear more and more people saying
I just ask everyone, are you coming tonight? Dude.
And then they can't tell you no.
Game's blackout, by the way. Don't miss that.
Yeah. Be tonight, there or be square.
Tonight is blackout at the MCHS, and freshmen start at 5, and it's just an hour after that. So 6 o'clock JV, and varsity is at 7, so be there. I'm going to be there in the crowd streaming it live, too. If you guys want to look at the YouTube page, it's at the MCHS YouTube page, and you can just check it out through there if you couldn't make it live. I did hear a bunch of chatter about everyone coming tonight, so I am excited to see that.
Yes. It's the best part.
It really is.
Cheer loud.
Sure. Yes. I wish we could have a pep band.
Same.
Mr. Ruggles, if you're listening, cool. Get us the volleyball pep band.
I would be down for some volleyball pet band. The horse coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know. Are we running out to the purge? Lights are going out. It's blackout, man.
Lights are going out. Oh, I can't wait.
We're running out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, going back to the practice-wise, more or less for Maddie and Briley, like, do you guys have competition with your sisters much or no?
Well, no. I mean, I play completely different position as my sister.
Yeah.
So, like, no, but I have a lot of, like, work together with her. Like, yeah. Setting to her is fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her getting a kill off my set is a good feeling.
That is cool. Yeah.
Molly and I are definitely each other's biggest supporters, but also each other's biggest critics, so... Like, she'll go up to hit, and I'm like, you were late, because if I'm in the back row, I can obviously see.
Yeah.
And she'll do the same for me, but then when she gets a kill, I'm like, you looked so cool, you know, that was awesome. Yeah.
I mean, Molly blocks everyone, because Molly's just, like, she's just so long. But did she block you one practice?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, my God. Like, and everyone was like, oh,
and I was like, oh, that was such a good block. I can't even be mad about it.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, but then when I block her, it's the best feeling.
It even works because you're just so much shorter than Molly. So, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I really don't have the vertical that she does. So, when I do get a touch on, like, even if it's just a touch, I'm like, yes!
Let's talk about positions. Let's go through each of you guys. Briley, what do you do?
I am a setter, and I only set. I mean, I can hit too, but I'm a setter mainly.
What does that, like, consist of? Like, mentality wise and, like, physically wise?
I have to know where all my hitters are at all times, and I have to know, like, what ball they want, where they want it, like, all the time. I have to play really smart when I'm on the floor.
Gabby?
So I'm a middle hitter, and being a middle hitter, like, people think it's, like, the lazy spot, and, like, sometimes I do find myself spinning in circles, which, like, hopefully that's probably not the thing you should be doing, but it is, like, it is draining to, like, if you're in a rally, jumping up that many times and, like, running over to get to the outside, and then to get to the completely opposite side that it just got, like, it is hard, personally, and, like, finding Briley's set sometimes is hard. Briley's a great setter, though, so usually I'm not worried at all about communication with Briley or where my sets are going to be, because usually they are in almost the exact same spot every time. So unless it's a misunderstanding, we do good together, and my outside hitter is mostly there to cover me most of the time. It's being a middle is a fun position. It really is.
I feel like we have a lot of good chemistry that helps with that.
Yeah,
that helps too.
But I am a DS and a outside hitter. DS is 100% my favorite position. I love being in the back row, digging up the hard hit. Like, I like hitting and getting kills, and I know hitters get a lot of the glory, but it's so much fun playing the back row and just getting after it back there. And one of the biggest things that I do in the back row is communicate. I think it's really important to talk to your hitters, tell them what's open, tell them where the block is, and just talk.
Going back to your season, what are you guys thinking season-wise? Like, who's going to be your biggest competition, you guys think?
I think we'll definitely have a lot of competition with Sherrard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherrard's always a
Sherrard always is one of the toughest games to play in any sport, really.
I was going to say, Sherrard in any sport is usually pretty good.
And we haven't ever beaten Monmouth Roseville in volleyball since we've been in high school. We went back and forth in junior high, and we actually had, like, a crazy regional game against them.
Oh, my
them.
Gosh.
Then
yes.
We got shut down because of COVID.
Dude, eighth grade.
We're not mad about it anymore. We're moving on.
Come on. That was insane.
We're still mad about
I almost cried at school.
I think about it every night. Every single night. It's like a nightmare.
That was, like, some of the best team volleyball we've ever played.
That was
so good.
That's so good.
But, yeah, so hopefully we can do that again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. For team volleyball, like, I feel like each year is, like, it feels different. Like, last year for basketball, for me, losing, like, all those seniors, it just feels completely different. But it's not going to be, like, worse for us. So, like, what was your, like, favorite, like, team year?
I don't know. I liked last year.
I think
year.
This year will be fun,
or
too.
Or this year. I mean, we've all been playing for each other for so long that we're just, like, we just know everybody's going to be. We know what people are going to, like, do and take. And I feel like it's just going to be, like, and easy, like, to mesh together, like, since we already, like, have so much chemistry.
In sports-wise, like, every sport, like, me, Briley, and Maddie, we play two sports together, but Maddie used to play softball, so me and Maddie used to play three sports together, but me and Briley play, like, two sports together. Like, all of us seniors play literally every sport with each other, and if it's not, like, with each other, then, like, three of them are playing this sport, and three of them, like, we're always all together, so our chemistry is, like, really good as far as, like, our class. I feel like not every class has, like, six seniors that do all the sports. Yeah.
Like, we have a pretty solid senior class on the boys and girls side. And we all support each other, and it makes a big difference. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about your new coach?
I heart Lexi Strange.
I like her. She's bringing in a lot of new things
she
to
is,
the
yeah.
program, but I think they're good. They're all very good things that needed to happen.
Yeah.
And it's going to help our program succeed and be better in the future.
Yeah, she's really nice.
She is very nice.
Compared to your last coach, what's like some differences between them?
Drill work. We do a lot of like separation and like little drills. Like last year we did a lot of, I don't even know how to explain this, like bigger drills.
The same thing
drills.
Every practice. That didn't really help.
There's a lot of
like basic stuff that we needed to work on. So having Lexi there, she comes in, she knows what she's doing. She runs this different drills, has a practice plan every single time. Does the drills, we get work in, and then we do what we need to do.
And we, like, definitely last year, we didn't split up, like Briley's a setter, so Briley and the setters go that way, and the hitters go this way, and the passers go this way. We didn't do that too often, but we do that every practice this year,
Lexi
much.
Gets us a lot more reps individually, and I think that helps a volleyball team.
So, conditioning-wise, what do you guys think was harder, last year or this year?
This year, we've done suicides this year. I've never done suicides in volleyball. It was insane.
We did. We ran 4 suicides one practice.
Yeah.
But I mean, you need the condition to have a good sports thing. So.
And then conditioning-wise, compared to basketball, what's worse, basketball or
volleyball? Oh, my God. Basketball all day long.
All day.
If Kate Ingwald's listening, this needs to end. The conditioning is insane.
Basketball is just a little bit harder because, like, the conditioning, like, we run suicides in basketball, we run in volleyball. Volleyball courts, obviously, is smaller. Yeah. But we have to, like, keep going and doing harder drills, like transitioning drills and stuff like that. So after you've already conditioned, then you have to keep going and basically conditioning longer. But
basketball is very different from volleyball, though. Yeah. So, like, the touches in volleyball, like, nobody's actually running, like, touches on the volleyball court. It's, like, half a volleyball court, and sometimes you run, like, 2 steps, but you run those 2 steps, like, 100 times. So it's, like, it's very different than basketball.
Last question, and then we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back. What are you guys feeling as your – this is your last first game as seniors.
Oh, my God.
How does that make you guys feel?
Stop talking about it. I don't want to stop playing volleyball.
I love playing with everybody that I have on the floor, and I don't want that to end.
Volleyball is my favorite sport.
It definitely makes me more excited. Like, your last firsts of everything make you more excited for those things that you were never excited for, like, 3 years previous. Yeah.
You can definitely tell. We're all going into our senior year. We want zero drama. All we want to do is have fun. Yeah. Like, on and off the court, we're all getting along, and it's so great right now.
It is actually so great. I second that.
Yeah, nothing's more fun than playing in your own home gym.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to go to break real quick. We'll be back. I think we're going to go talk about senior life and school life after the break, if that's okay with you guys. We'll be back at WRMJ.
All good.
Welcome back to WRMJ. We are back with the volleyball players, Maddie Hoffman, Gabriella McPeak, and Briley Marston. Coming back now with questions. We're going to be talking about senior year. How was your senior year first day? So Thursday.
First day is always the best because you don't have anything in classes.
Yeah.
Truth be told.
100%. And we had a pep rally, which was a lot of fun.
How was the pep rally?
It was different. It was all right.
I liked it.
Early in the morning for that. But
I would have rather done it at the end of the day where everyone was awake and actually, like, was like, oh, my gosh, school again. Like, I don't know. That morning, I was like, oh, it's just one day, and then I'm back to summer break.
But we did get to play staff versus students volleyball game, which was super fun.
That was actually fun.
And I did get blocked by my dad. Yeah. But
I
aced him, too.
I got
too,
blocked
so
by
fine.
Mr. Peel twice. Mr. Peel.
The best part was when he shook his hand in your face.
We did win, though, so.
We did win.
We kept it interesting. That's
26
for sure.
26-24, I believe, was the score.
Okay, let's not talk about the score. We won. Too close.
Yeah.
Academically, what are you guys, like, what's your classes looking like? Like, how hard is your schedule, you think, or your course load?
I have the hardest course load of my entire life. It's going to be a doozy this year, but hopefully, you know, I'm ranked number 3 in my class, so I want to get my GPA up and get top 2, but... Yeah, but I'm also taking classes that'll benefit me in college, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I did take AP Euro, but then I decided that's a lot. So unfortunately, I did drop AP Euro. But besides that, I'm in two dual credits, and I took a study hall this year, which I usually never do, but I senior year deserves a study hall, I feel like. So yeah. It's not too hard, personally.
Mine are all real easy. The first hours of my day, I go down to the preschool building and teach with Kylie Simon. So I have fun down there. I'm really enjoying it. And then I come back and all my classes are pretty easy this year.
What was one of your favorite moments at the preschool so far?
Today there was this really sweet kid, and we were eating breakfast, and he came over and he grabbed my hand and like twirled me around. Aww. And he was so tired, and he just wanted to cuddle, but I didn't want to cuddle. Oh. But he needed to eat breakfast, so we didn't cuddle. But he was so sweet and so cute.
Let's move over to extracurriculars, like outside of volleyball. Like what do you guys do or participate in? Like that can be church groups, band, or anything else of that likewise.
I'm in band and one of the leaders of FCA. So if you're a Mercer County High School student and you're listening, you should come to FCA tomorrow morning, 7:15 in Ms. Hagen's room. But I also run cross country right now. So doubling up has been a lot of fun. I really like it.
Go more into depth with FCA. Like, what is that program about, and like, what more, or like, what is it? Yeah, what is it about? And then we can ask more after.
FCA stands for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm obviously an athlete and I love Jesus. So it's something that I'm really passionate about, and I want to share that with everyone. It's an outreach group. We get together once a week in the mornings, usually have like donuts or something, do just a little bit of fellowship and like a devotion together, just to reach out to each other. And then we have a couple like fun activities planned for this year.
Nice. Do you want to share any of those fun activities, or are those secret?
No, they're not a secret. Oh. One of them is Fields of Faith. We have every year out on the football field, just for students to come out. It's junior high and high school. We're getting one at the junior high this year. And we come out, people share testimonies, we worship, just have a good time. Another thing that like I'm really hoping we can do is we combine with another school's FCA and do a staff versus staff basketball game. And I think that'd be super fun. We got the pep band there, the cheerleaders. It'd be a lot of fun.
What school are you thinking about pairing up with? Have you talked to any schools, or is this just like an idea out there?
I haven't like totally talked to any schools, but when my dad worked at Sherrard, he did it with Riverdale, and so he said that now he came to Mercer County, he's like, I bet Sherrard would do it again. So maybe Sherrard.
Going over more extracurricular activities, I got band with Gabrielle McPeak and Maddie Hoffman. How do you guys feeling about band this year?
Pep band, Ruggles always says like, oh, like some people like it's pep band's not your favorite, but once you get into the season and like get used to marching, it's not bad at all. Obviously, marching band is not bad at all. But obviously like pep band is like so much fun. It's my favorite thing to go to probably.
Yeah, I haven't done band or marching band the last 2 years because I was a cheerleader, but with cross country and volleyball, I decided that I probably shouldn't try to do cheer at the same time. I really like band. I've been doing it ever since I was in sixth grade, so it's my senior year. I felt like I couldn't give it up now. But as far as pep band goes, I hope I can make it to more games this year, but I get really busy with club volleyball in the winter, so I have a lot of practices.
Going to cheerleading for 2 seconds, because I think it's so funny. Well, how do you guys feel about Corbin Sturgill being the mascot for our school?
I absolutely love it. I told him to do it, and I think it's so fun.
I think he's a good representation of the school.
Okay, the legs, yeah, though, with the holes in it. Come on. I don't know what
he needs
what
to put a jersey
doing.
On it, yes. Too.
A jersey on the uniform. Would be
he's
good.
The perfect candidate for it, for sure, but we do need a different costume.
Yeah, and he needs to learn how to do a backflip.
Yeah,
if you do a backflip,
for sure.
It would really
make,
be
it,
good.
Make it spicy.
Yeah, I think they're getting a new mascot costume, but I'm not, like, for sure. But I'm going to bring that up when I interview Corbin Sturgill and the rest of the cross-country group on Thursday, because I think it's just so funny, because he's, like, actually a great mascot.
Yeah, he's perfect for it.
And I just love him for that. Oh, man. Let's talk about more into senior year. What are you guys looking forward to senior-wise?
Homecoming, prom.
Oh, yeah. Homecoming for sure. Homecoming week has got to be the best part of school.
Homecoming activity
day.
Yes.
That's it. Yes. Homecoming week, dressing up every week, and then that's literally the best part of
we're going
the
all
year,
out
probably.
This year, dressing
Dubs
up.
Dubs all the way around.
Yeah. 3-0 in dodgeball. Just got to put that out there.
Seniors are literally 3-0 in dodgeball. So any of the past senior groups, you lost to us in dodgeball. And that's embarrassing because the seniors are supposed to win.
I remember last year. It was so much fun. They have a picture of us for boys volleyball.
Yes.
Where all the seniors stormed the stormed the court.
Well, we were juniors then.
Oh, yeah. All the juniors, now seniors, stormed the court. And it is maybe the best photo of all time.
No, you guys take it so serious.
No. Oh, yeah. We won the one time. Yeah. Yeah. We were even talking about doing practices beforehand because we were not.
I think we still should. We can get, like, hitting lines going. I just remember Lucas Carlson. We went down into Lara's office, and he was talking. He goes, if someone goes up to block it, cover, stay behind them in case it goes off their hands so we can dig it up. I was like, Lucas.
You guys all want to win just as much as we do. So
I got intense. It was so fun. You guys were actually really intense for dodgeball. I remember coaching you guys down there. I don't know. Like, the crowd started to get, like, a little bit louder and stuff. I started to have to scream, and it got excited. I got excited for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys are looking forward to senior year? Like, prom-wise, homecoming-wise, or I don't know. Is there anything else that, like, worth mentioning?
Getting to spend time with friends.
Yeah.
And, like, making those final memories before we all kind of graduate. Like, it sounds really cheesy, but it's true. Yeah. Like, we're all leaving after
senior
this
year. Year is, like, when you realize, like, you don't need drama with anybody, and you need to, if you can invite this person or this person can invite you, they should, because it's your last, it's the last of the last, and you should be nice to everyone all the time. But it's, like, especially when you're leaving everyone, or if maybe you're not, maybe you're staying around, but, like, don't go out with regrets. Have so much fun.
Yeah. There was a group of us that went to Miguel's the other day after band camp, and we were talking about all the stuff that we used to be upset about in junior high and how it just doesn't even matter.
It's like, what even did we talk about?
Yeah. It just doesn't matter. Just have fun.
I know everyone says this, but high school is the fastest 4 years of your life. It really is. Really fast. It went by so fast. Mm-hmm.
And when you're a freshman and people tell you that, you're like, oh, be quiet. Yeah. I still have 3 more years and I want to leave.
Everyone says it, but it's honestly so true.
It's the most true.
Sorry to bring this up, but this might cause a tear or two for everyone. What are you guys going to miss the most from the high school?
Sports? Maybe. Definitely seeing all my friends and stuff like that. I'm not going to miss academics and school homework at all. But yeah, I'll miss that kind of stuff.
Homecoming week?
Yeah, homecoming week again.
Moving on, past senior year, do you guys have any plans? Like, have you guys made plans or not? Like, doing sports in college, or do you guys have a career goal in mind?
I know for sure that I want to go to a Christian college where I can play volleyball. I have a couple offers already, but I haven't really accepted any of them because I'm not entirely sure. I'm just seeing where the Lord leads me. But I want to be an elementary education teacher.
Gabby?
I also want to be an elementary teacher. I guess if I get a few, like, if someone's like, oh, will you come play sports here? Then I'll be like, yeah. Even if it's like, I've thought about community college a couple times. I don't know if I will do that. But if I'm in top 10 and get to go to Blackhawk for free, I might get a couple of things out of the way. I'm not for sure yet. But I do want to be an educator of some kind. And I'm not exactly sure where I'm going yet, though.
Riley, do you want to go to college or something, or do you have a different trade in mind?
College for sure, at least 2 years of it.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what I want to do. But honestly, I really am liking the preschool teaching right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never thought of myself being an educator, especially not preschool.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm really liking it.
Sorry, they're all giggling. Give me a second. I gotta come up with another question. I had something. Oh,
Colin,
no.
Can we ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your favorite part about working at WRMJ?
Oh, love that.
I was gonna say that.
I like doing the live news. It's pretty fun. And since being in this building, I can just wave to people. they have me do this live show from 3 to 5, so I just sit in the room and then I can talk just in between songs and stuff about whatever I want. And the fun part is there's speakers outside of WRMJ. They're attached to like every other pole or something. And I love just like saying hello to people while inside the building.
That'd be so fun.
Sometimes they look around like, huh, are they talking to me? And I go, yeah, I'm talking to you. And that's a fun part.
Yeah.
WRMJ is fun, but like there's like very few things we get to do around here.
Mm-hmm. You should announce for the volleyball games.
You should.
I can. You want me to tonight?
Yes.
I'm gonna be there tonight.
Yes. Do it.
Colin is live streaming the volleyball game if you absolutely cannot make it.
Are we saying hello to people?
Oh. No, Nico just drove by.
Nico Martinez in the cross country group. Sorry, I wanted to call him out. I don't know if he's coming to the the interview this Thursday, I believe. And then also this Saturday, Antique Days. And also I'm bringing the football boys in. So if you want to listen to some yoo-hoos, I got William Ferguson, Colby Cox, Ian Willits, and Peyton Coppola. They're all football captains for seniors. Man, I'm running out of questions. You guys have any more questions for me? We can go for a break a little bit, and then we can come back and close up any remarks we have.
Perfect.
Does that sound good with you?
Yep, perfect.
Awesome. We'll be back at WRMJ. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around us. Sorry, tonight mostly clear, low around 75. Wednesday hot, high around 100. Man, that's going to be hot. Wednesday mostly clear, low in the lower 70s. Thursday hot again, high in the lower 100s. Thursday night partly cloudy, low in the lower 70s. And Friday mostly sunny, high around 90. And Friday night partly cloudy, low in the upper 60s. For more complete look at your weather forecast, check out our website at WRMJ.com. Okay, welcome back to WRMJ. This is our last segment before these girls got to leave and go cheer on their freshman squad. Luckily, they helped me come up with some questions beforehand. What was your favorite volleyball practice? Or like, what has been your favorite volleyball practice, memory or practice so far?
I love dancing at practice.
Same. Music, yeah. The music playing all practice long helps me focus.
Especially out to Riley King for the playlist.
Yes.
Best DJ in Mercer
County. He listens to the best music ever. Oldies, literally everything you can think of, Riley knows the music and the artist too. It's insane.
It just helps keep practice light and fun. Yes. Like if you get a bad pass, just dance it off.
Just listen to the next song. Like it's that simple.
Hallie Sherris has the best dance moves.
She does.
Best memory though? Yeah. 8th grade regionals.
Oh, same here.
Still. 8th grade regionals that didn't happen?
Oh.
Regional second round.
Well, yeah, but we were going to win the championship.
Still my favorite part.
Got COVID.
Like, just after beating on with Roseville, I just...
That was, yeah.
Favorite part, still.
Anybody who knows Megan Siwasink knows that was her favorite part, too, because she tore her Achilles jumping for us because she was
jumping
so
for joy.
Happy. She jumped off the bench and was like...
Maybe her worst.
The best part, though, was because we were going to play Sherrard that following Thursday, and they all stayed to watch us play.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Mom of Roseville had just beaten them, I think, like, not that long before. So we were, like, pumped up.
It's a good feeling.
Honestly, freshman year was a good time, too, because we were all so close. And we went 8-0 that year.
Yeah,
it was
a
very
undefeated.
Short season because of COVID, but we went undefeated, and it was fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
What's your favorite high school memory? Let's go through the years, because I think there's quite a few ones. Freshman year, I don't know if you guys can remember much about that. I don't remember too much.
All I remember is Haptos. That was probably my favorite part.
Yeah. Getting out of Haptos were so nice. They would be nice if we had them now, though, because I couldn't drive, so I just sat in the weight room
that
with
was,
my dad watching Netflix
all
day.
That was Netflix the big problem. I got a ride home because my sister was a senior, but after that, like, I just remember having to give a lot of people rides home.
Yeah.
I like the block days, too, but there's no way we're going back to that.
Yeah.
It's a crazy schedule.
I haven't ran cross country since my freshman year, but freshman year cross country was a blast. It was so fun because it was the only fall sport going on at the time. And so a bunch of the basketball girls went out, and it was just a huge team. And so it was a lot of fun.
Anything for freshman year, Riley?
Freshman year basketball season was really fun. I remember we were all very close and hung out all the time.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. We had a good group of seniors.
I think we were so close because we were never angry about conditioning because we never conditioned. Thank you,
but
Kate.
It was awful playing in a mask. That was terrible.
Yeah. The masks were awful. Yeah. I remember getting, like, sweaty in the face and then the mask getting soggy. Oh, that was disgusting.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to sophomore year. What was your favorite memories?
First homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. Well, I guess I forgot. I went to prom my freshman year, which was super fun.
Oh, yeah. How was
that? We had the mom prom.
Oh, yeah.
It was so fun.
Like, semi-showed up for that. My mom was a part of it, so she's like, if you want to come. Like, not like if you want to come, you can dance, but, like, if you want to help out, I was there. It looked really fun, but.
It was fun. It was like prom and post prom all in one, so I think that's why it was a lot of fun, because they did all the post prom stuff, so it wasn't all spread out. But I really enjoyed it.
Okay, sorry. Moving back to sophomore year.
Sorry, guys.
First homecoming, always a fun time. And yeah, Central Park. Oh, I really liked it.
And it was warm that year, wasn't it? It was actually like so warm through October that year. I think the year before it snowed that day, like our freshman year, it snowed in October. But then like our sophomore year, it was really warm the day we decided to have homecoming.
And that was our first real activity day too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was so fun. There was a fun group of seniors that year too. And they were a lot of fun, especially playing volleyball. That student section that was one of the best sections.
Yeah, so senior boys.
Yeah, the seniors that year were great.
USA, USA.
And they'd sing the national anthem. I actually didn't make varsity at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the year, my sophomore year. So then that was something I really had to work for. So it was really satisfying, like, to get to see my hard work pay off and eventually end up starting. So that's probably one of my favorite memories.
Okay, moving on to junior year.
Last year.
Well, for me and Briley, it was our first prom.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Prom was fun.
You were there our sophomore year.
Oh, Gabriella. Yeah. Oh, silly me. I was.
Well, but for me, then it was my first prom.
Junior year.
I liked being in the regional championship for everything. Oh, it was literally last year.
That's all everybody talks about.
I was going to bring that up. For basketball, I had a great time.
The regional championship and the boys senior night back to back, the doubleheader games, and everybody was so fun.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I liked that they had them back to back. Some people wanted to switch it, but I was glad they kept it the same.
Yeah.
Senior night for boys basketball was maybe the most I've ever seen. Yes. That crowd, like, energetic.
It was huge. There were so many people.
I remember when Blair Wilkerson made a three. We were all in the locker room, and we just heard the loudest roar ever. Uh-huh. And we all were like, what just happened?
No, yeah.
I love Blair so much.
I remember Jackson, like, looked like he was going to shoot it. He was, like, on the 10-foot line of the volleyball court, and I was like, oh my goodness, that was so bad. And then all of a sudden, Owen Relander comes in and dunks it. And I was like, that was so cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
I love watching you guys at the regional championship. Like, unfortunately, you guys lost, but I thought you guys were in it until like third quarter. Was close.
That was definitely a tough game. But those regional championships, like, they're just all leading up to this year. So everybody, be ready. We're gonna get past. And for softball, we're gonna get past the regional championship because we got past it last year. So let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Dub City. That's all I can say. Dub City.
Yeah.
Boys too, hopefully.
Yeah.
You guys haven't really. I'm just saying, like, you guys could get back there.
Yeah.
As much as all of us, like, our whole class could.
Yeah, our senior class, let's talk about that. How much do you think our senior class impacts our school?
Oh, when we leave, let's be honest.
I think we contribute a lot to athletics, but I think we also, like, we're really fun. I feel like we're a lot of fun with each other.
I remember some seniors.
We set a good example for, like, underclassmen that should, like, be nice to other people.
I know.
Everyone. Yes. I feel like all of us in our senior class get along.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, there's not, like, I don't know. We're just a big group that all get along.
And I'm nice to, like, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. Like, I really don't have an issue with anybody, but, like, some of the seniors, the years we were just freshmen, sophomore, juniors, like, I did not feel very welcomed, period. But I try to be the opposite for younger kids, and I think we all probably do.
On the sports side of things, I try to be like the senior class from when we were freshmen.
Yeah. Because
they were really encouraging. They wanted everyone together, and it was just a lot more fun that way. And everyone felt included and kind of just helped keep the awkward and nervousness away.
Awesome. It's rearing 4 o'clock. These girls got to get back to the MCHS. Don't forget tonight, 5 o'clock, freshman game. 6 o'clock, JV game. And then 7 o'clock is varsity. Be there or be square.
Blackout.
So make sure you guys dress up in all black. I think they're going to have eye paint somewhere. So go to the senior section. They'll hook you up quite nice. So that's all I have for WRMJ. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
So fun.
I had a fun time interviewing, and it wasn't a mess like I thought it was.
No, it was good. You did a good job.
He was heated in the car ride. He was like, "Oh gosh,
I'm so nervous."
We all need to collectively take a deep breath for sure.
I was sweating before I got here. This is the first time I've ever done anything, and I'm still sweating, but it's fine.
Great job, Colin.
Thanks.
You did good. We're proud of you, Colin. Bless your heart, Colin.
This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so it was a great time. Thank you for being great talkers. These girls got to get back home, so I'm gonna go back to another break. Or I'm just going to head you guys over to a break at WRMJ.
Oh my God, Kate just texted us. What did she say?